ladies and gentlemen. It's the Hawk coming to you live. It's Thursday night. It is, the 9th day of June already? Well, I'll tell you what. I'm glad that we've made it to the 9th day of June. Because so much is going on out there that it's hard to keep track of. And, you know, we've had another three killed in a shooting in Maryland in at a manufacturing plant. And then we've had all kind of stuff going on. FBI arrests GOP candidate for Michigan government on charges related to January 6th riot. And I don't even think that guy, that Ryan Kelly, even went into the building. And meanwhile, Red China Joe, somebody's finally starting to figure Red China Joe out. He's only got a 33% approval rating. We got another Osprey crash from days ago in the desert. Supposedly had nukes on board or material. No, that it didn't have nuclear material on board. At the same time, however, nobody would ever tell you whether it did or not, because I guess according to the Hal Turner and his source, that apparently somebody, a U.S. serviceman, just happened to pack some nuclear-tipped shells for the big howitzers we sent them. Now, what do you do with that? Well, you pop a couple of them up, and you see then what you get out of this whole bit is you get a new world order. Luciferian, operating on a Luciferian plan to start some kind of a nuclear exchange, like with a couple mortar shells, you say, or mortars, excuse me, howitzer shells. And that would then start problem and then cause Russia to then launch on whoever they felt did it. And it's, since it's coming from the U.S., they could launch a hypersonic missile, okay? Now, let me just state for the record again, just to let everybody know, how long, are you listening? How long does it take for a Russian or Chinese hypersonic or anybody's to reach a target from anywhere on the globe to reach a target in the United States? Or anywhere else? How long? Approximately less than 3 minutes. That's about how long. That, you see, and it could be two or one. There's no 20 or 30 minute timeline like the old days on the ICBM, which was not very much time either. Now, the U.S. does not have an anti-missile system that will basically take care of those. If they got lucky from space, and if it was detected by one of our quote-unquote spacecraft, which are probably operating under private concessions or in an ultra-black program that's centered along the corporations, we might be able to zap it from space with a power weapon, with an electromagnetic weapon or laser. Might have the ability to do that if you were watching the whole thing and you went, ka-zap, like that. Might get it. But see, in the regular military, that capability doesn't exist. So they don't even know. All right. People don't even know what's going on. So I don't know, ladies and gentlemen. We're getting ready to go to war. At the same time, Red China Joe's getting ready to go to war against you. And that, all the other thing, I just popped up. I was looking at the mysterious figure caught on camera outside the zoo down there in Texas. What is it? Which zoo is it? Let's see. I forget what zoo it is. Anyway, in Texas. And it's like a guy with a weird hat on, but he's walking strange. And it reminds me of a tall gray alien, possibly trying to look like a human being. There's all kind of stuff. You had the Nimitz, USS Nimitz, out off the Baja, all right, off the Baja, and we had all kind of air traffic going on there and practice. They're practicing for war, but there's also the possibility that's also where, up of that area where you're seeing pop-ups of the UFOs and USOs. So it's just crazy to see it all, but you've got to understand you can't get caught watching the paint dry. Watching the paint dry is where we're watching the things happening, but the trick is, and it's not a trick, the trick is what I've been telling you to do. Now, in June, this month, it's been 18 years I've been on the air, screaming and yelling and warning what the Lord Jesus has told me to warn you about, having been picked by Archangel Michael in a waking vision where I was shown him and the heavenly, the angelic realm, and I could hear the beautiful voices of all the angels. I was wide awake. I was sitting in a chair in the bedroom at night. My wife was there. I was telling her what I was seeing at the same time. She was awake looking at the stuff. And there's Archangel Michael. And let me tell you something. Angels, the real big angels, they ain't little cherub. They ain't little bitty, little cute little baby angels. All right. These are the toughest looking guys and I've ever seen, you know. Michael and Gabriel stood next to him and Michael said, "Are you afraid?" I said, "No." And then I was basically selected. I was recruited to strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus and secondarily, to warn the remnant, those with ears to hear and eyes to see about what is to come. Not necessarily to warn the general public or to take my time in a voice such as this. Oh, yes. That wouldn't be the hawk, would it? Because I don't have enough time to do that. So consequently, we have a lot going on. What is the solution? Well, what's the problem? The problem is what? What is the problem? What does Jesus say the problem is? "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And ye shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that ye be not troubled, for all these things must come to pass. But the end is not yet." They're going to come to pass. There's going to be wars. People will die in the wars. "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines." That's when you don't have enough food. Famines! 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 "And pestilences! 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 And earthquakes! Earthquakes in diverse places." Did you see the story at SteveQuayle.com where he put the story up about the Cascadia, the possibility of a Cascadia large earthquake, you know, and what would happen and all of that? It's just incredible. We're looking at that aspect. We're looking at Isla de California, you know, and the West Coast going topsy-turvy in some kind of a situation. But let's go back to what Jesus has to say. "All these are the beginning of sorrows." The beginning. That means at the beginning. That means at the start of the sorrows. The beginning of sorrows. "Then shall they deliver you up to be afflicted, and shall kill you. And ye shall be hated of all nations for my name's sake. And then shall many be offended, and shall betray one another, and shall hate one another. And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many. And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. But he," listen up, "but he that shall endure unto the end the same shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in all the world for a witness unto all nations. And then shall the end come. And when ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet stand in the holy place, then let them which be in Judea flee into the mountains, and let him which is at the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house, neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. And woe unto them that are with child, or them that give suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day, for then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake, these days shall be shortened. There's going to be almost no flesh left alive on the planet. That is a stated goal of the New World Order Luciferians. Planet Earth, population no more than 500 million in harmony and perpetuity. The population now is 7.5 billion approximately. 7.5 billion. Okay? 500 million is a half a billion. So that means the Luciferians operating on Lucifer's plan with the other fallen angels and with the minions in the high levels of banking, high levels of government, high levels of intelligence and military and religion, with all of those Luciferian worshiping people, they want to kill 7 billion with a B people on this planet. And then have Lucifer possess the Antichrist and come down and rule in wonderful and wonderment, you see, of it all. Well, let me tell you what. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. And it ain't going to go the way that they think it's going to go in the end. Because when Lord Jesus comes with his mighty angels and comes down and hits them and their 200 million men army at Armageddon and wipes them out, then there's going to be a paradise on this planet, and I would like to see it. I intend to endure to the end, and I hope you do too. Now, Jesus tells you in Matthew 25, in the parable of the wise and foolish virgins, and the lamp and the lamp oil. And the foolish ones say to the wise virgins, oh, the Lord is coming. Give us of your oil, because our oil is gone and we don't have any. And the wise virgins say, not so. You go to them that sell the oil and buy for yourself. We're not going to give you ours, because then we won't have any. How many people have told you, well, I see you've got a lot of food. When the stuff hits the fan, I'm coming to your house. Well, you might come, but you ain't getting in the door. If you got a child or something out there, I might entertain taking them in. But if not, I'm going to throw a bag, maybe a half a bag of rice at you. Say, go ahead. Or what I should say is what, when the bridegroom comes and those that are ready go in with him and the door is shut, then the foolish virgins come up and say, Lord, Lord, open up to us. And he says, verily, verily, I say unto you, I know ye not. We got to quit worrying about this and that and the other. We got to keep the focus on what's getting ready to occur and happen and is in the process of happening. They want to take your guns away. They want to take your Second Amendment right away, because then they can kill you with impunity. They don't have to worry about it. Don't have to worry about it. So if we've got nuclear artillery shells, a couple of them shipped with the howitzers through the Ukraine, they could be inserted, I suppose unknowingly, right, and launched on some major Russian concentration. And then the Russians launch. But at the same time, we're hearing about Russian troop transports, fighter jets, long-range bombers, and troops have arrived in Nicaragua, who then Biden is allowing Nicaraguans, Guatemalans, Hondurans, people from 127 nations to move up through that area and to invade the United States borders. Yes, many are just people who want a job. But we have supposedly a 3.6 unemployment rate, so that's pretty full employment, so we can take more on. Well, how many of them does Biden wanted his Rehoboth Beach house on the sand? We could put them on the sand down there at Rehoboth Beach. Real pretty sand, you know. We could put them right in front in the backyard of Nancy Pelosi. All right. We could go out to George Soros' house. He's got a place up there in Tarrytown, not far from Rockefeller, you know, in New York. They could put them in there. Oh, that's one of those houses that's sort of like probably the, movie with Tom Cruise where he goes out there and he goes in. It's the Lucy's up there in the thing, and they have the girl and all that, the women and all the sex and all that stuff. Eyes Wide Shut. So we know all the stuff happening, but what's the answer? The first answer is what it always should be. Repent of your sins to Lord Jesus and ask him to come into your heart to be your Savior. And if you're true and sincere, he will do that. You're going to start to feel that. You're going to feel him working on you, washing you clean, no matter how many faces you stare at night. And when he does that, and you're sincere, and you're with him, and he's with you, then if you are to lose your life in what is to come here, you'll have everlasting life with him in heaven. That's the best deal, people, and that's the first preparation. A lot of people forget about that preparation. So that is where we are at. Now we're running out of food on the planet. The Russians and the Ukrainians, that's a large amount of wheat. Starting to see that impact all over in the third world. But then again, we are in not the first world anymore. We're in the second world. You know, and we're heading towards the third world. People say everything is great. Biden's on Jimmy Kimmel last night telling you that your stuff is just wonderful. But that inflation is the bane of his existence, you know? Well, no kidding. If you would have not stopped the XL pipeline, Joe, if you would not have canceled the thousands of good-paying union jobs, Joe, if you would have allowed the XL pipeline to be built and to come on down and that gasoline to be refined, now, you say you're pumping more oil and all that stuff, you say. But the refineries, you're not allowing the small refineries to stay in business. You basically outlawed that. We've also had the refineries, down there in, the Houston area that took a explosion not long ago, right? You have the one now they're closing down in a week or two or whatever. It's one of the older refineries in the ship channel, in the Houston ship channel down there. But it's also one that produces aviation gas, produces a lot of diesel and other stuff. It's not the biggest refinery, but the Chevron exec said that from what he's seeing, what he's being told, there's never going to be another refinery built in the United States. Well, you better get the old moonshiner's copper still or something. You better learn. Mr. Bloom, B-L-U-M, has a book called Alcohol Can Be a Gas Too. Alcohol Can Be a Gas Too. T-O-O, okay? Too. And that will help you get your car down the road. Might buck and jump a little bit, but if you can mix it with a little real gasoline, which if you can safely store, I remember when I was a little kid, my grandfather on a farm, he had his own gas pump. Had his own gas pump out in the barn lot, okay? He'd take the cars, the tractor, anything, could put the gasoline in it. And or the mowers, the whole bit. And when we used to go to visit, and I remember going there, my mom had a 41 Buick with a straight eight. Straight eight cylinders and two barrels. And it was a goer. We used to call it the buzzer. And I remember we'd go down and visit my grandfather on the farm. And before we left, my grandmother would get down in the freezer and bring out some frozen cut corn, sweet corn, and then a couple pints of that. And we'd put it in a cooler. And then Grandpa, we would drive in the barn lot. And he would fill up the tank. Well, I'm going to tell you what. There are safe storage units that are 20, 30 gallon storages. You know, the five gallon gas can. I've got a few of them. I wished I had the other, but I've still got enough 5 gallon ones that I try to keep some handy. You've got to have the stuff to treat it, and you can't let it go too long. You need to rotate it in and out because the gas does go bad. But that you're going to need to run generators. I had, not too far away from me, two nights ago, had a tornado come right on through. I heard the freight train, people. I heard the rushing woo, the woo woo, the Russian freight train. I thought I was listening to a Johnny Cash song, Hear that train coming around I heard the freight train, and then instantly, within about 1 minute, the tornado siren went off. And we jumped up and headed to the basement, all right? I was up, but I got my spouse up. We ran down to the basement, and you could hear the stuff going over. You could hear stuff flying through the air and all kind of crazy stuff. Now, our home did not get damaged. We had a few small limbs off the trees because we had trimmed them. This had them trimmed at some point back in February. A lot of homes were damaged, and a lot of big trees, I mean, big trees were not completely over. Big, like oak trees and, all kind of, large ones. You know what I'm saying? 100-foot big canopies, big trees. And some of them hit under the houses and went down through the center of the house, all that stuff. But it was a narrow swath. And I hoped, I said, well, I don't know if they were aiming at me, but they came real close, That doesn't mean they got to do it again, because I'm going to tell you what, Lord Jesus, protect my home against all kind of evil and my family. We've got Russian troops in Nicaragua. I think we also have Red Chinese, which we proved years ago. We're in Mexico. I've also remember in the old days, we used to have some North Korean, weren't they called the Special Forces North Korean Group? They called themselves the Vampires or something like that, as I recall. But see, all that blends in now. All that is blended in. Two societies and stuff. They're not sitting out there goose-stepping and wearing funny hats and all of that. The Red Chinese were living in brand new 3-bedroom, 4-bedroom, 2-bath houses in Mexico in a new development with a gated community. and white United Nations trucks coming from the United States across the border filled, semi-trailers filled with groceries for the Red Chinese. And I even had a buddy that I asked him to send somebody down there. He sent somebody down there through the Los Montanas in Mexico, Los Montanas, and he went through and they found the place and eyeballed it and saw the Red Chinese there. But you see, we're supposed to have, I guess, electric gas stations out in the middle of the ocean for the aircraft carriers now. And if an F-35, you can't put any av gas in it because you just have to land and somewhere or hover, and then a electric charge thing comes out of the chute and plugs it in. And then you say, hold up there, Red Chinese. We've got to juice up our lithium ion batteries. And tonight they're going to have ABC producing for the Democrats and the traitor Republicans, which Pelosi allowed, Kinsinger, Zing Binger, Dinger Linger, and Cheney, LBGTQ54739, daughter of, Darth Vader. Oh, man, oh, man. I don't know if you were to ask me, Hawk, do you think we're going to, I would say this, I think we're done for in terms of the nation that we know. Teotihuacan, the world, the end of the world as we know it, I think that's already started to happen. I don't necessarily see Trump getting in. I don't even know if we're going to have an election this fall. There's a lot of talk about the Red Chinese maybe going to pop or invade, plus with the Russians. The Russians, the Red Chinese. Chinese are financing some of the Russian stuff, but then again, the Russians paid off all their Paris Club debt years ago, their long-term high-interest debt. And then now, they're still selling oil. They're just selling it for their rubles or for gold. And the value of their ruble is going up, or our dollar is going down. If you're not getting at least an extra can or two of Chunky or Progresso soup a week, well, Hawk, that's not good for you. Got too much salt. It's a ration. It tastes good to me, and when I have a few crackers or a slice of bread and I can dip in it, and I got me a salad on the side, which could be dandelions, dandelion greens, could be edible flowers. It could be lettuce that you're growing in even in the wintertime in maybe a closed loop tent where it's still warm enough to grow something like that, or to grow radishes or whatever. Or you save them. Or you've got your apples and stuff you pick late, or your carrots that come out late. And you're able to save them in the sawdust in a root cellar, So, if you're not preparing as the Lord Jesus told you to do with his wonderful parable of the wise and foolish virgins on lamp oil, and I'm going to tell you what, you get you one of those big blue Jupiter lanterns or a Petromax lantern, and you get you some lamp oil or kerosene, but I like the lamp oil. You get you a lamp oil and you calculate the fill of the tank and how long that tank will last burning in that Petromax or that Jupiter lantern. And then you say, okay, how many hours of light do I want in a night? And then multiply that out times the number of nights, or the number of hours for the nights. Just humor me and say, take it out to 3.5 years of a greater tribulation, a great tribulation. And Hawk, oh, I'm going to be raptured, Huck. I guess you're not a good enough Christian. You'll still be down there, but that's all right. I'll think about you. Well, let me tell you what. Are you sure that's what's going to happen? Because as I read the Matthew 24, I don't see that. I see what you talk about in it, but I also know when the first time that idea came to pass. I think it was 15th century out of Scotland. So all I know is Lord Jesus wants you to endure to the end. And that's all I know. So I would tell you, you better prepare. Prepare. Because even if not, you see, you could go through some stuff that you're going to be starving, and your children, your grandchildren, all right, your great-grandchildren, you want them starving along the side of the road and get picked up, taken to a concentration camp, put into the, you know, guillotines, and then make them into Soylent Green. Where all the replacements are coming over the borders now, and then you can just kill off all the Americans, and then you've got basically a hard-working slave class, you see? And I don't see politically anything going on, whether it be tonight, and I don't see the Republicans really stepping up to the plate doing Jack Doodley squat. And then Kavanaugh, you see all these MK Ultra subjects. They got Kavanaugh with a guy coming to see him. He comes from California, but he then has got all this big bag with all the Glock 17, the knives, the zip ties. They call those kidnapping equipment and burglar equipment and all that kind of stuff, a pry bar and all of that. But then he goes in a cab to the house. The U.S. Marshals quickly spot him. Must have not been a ham and cheese break, you know? Although U.S. Marshals are generally rougher and tougher than what the FBI and those guys are. But I'm just saying this. They then spot him. All right? And then the cops and them apprehend him down the block. He was standing in front of the house or close to it, but then he walks down the block. They then get him. Then he intimates all this out how he wanted to kill Kavanaugh. Well, there's different types of MK Ultra assassins. Some you want to be caught and to talk. A lot of them, they want to do suicide by police, the suicide by cop, or take their own life, or die in the gunfire from the police. That's usually what it is. But this one goes the same direction and then causes problems. But then the very next day, then they got the tom-tom, Ruth said us, boom, 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 boom. I'll tell you what. A couple good Irish boys, Italian boys, and some just good old hillbillies with some ball bats take care of a lot of that crap. Why they got to destroy an entire neighborhood and allow that crap to take place is beyond me. You don't even have to go out and do anything. You just pop them in the shins with a ball bat. See how they like it. Hit that tom-tom and, like the Energizer Bunny, break the drum, you know? I don't know. It is a circus that's been created. It's created for a reason, you see. And they want to take your guns away. They want to take your ability to defend yourself and your family against all enemies, foreign and domestic. Or, as I've read to you so many times, from the original law of this land, the Declaration of Independence. But when a long train of abuses and usurpations, pursuing invariably the same object, evinces a design to reduce them, that means the people of America, under absolute despotism. It is their right, it is their duty to throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. And they say, oh, it's the Republicans who attacked the House and the Capitol and all that. Those Christian veterans and all kind of wild people of the Constitution and Bill of Rights people. Well, you see, what about all the thousands of illegal votes that were done? But then you couldn't allow that to be counted. And all of that now has come back out in the movie, the 2,000 Mules, all of that stuff. There were enough votes to call into question 3 or 4 or 5 states, at least. The stealing of the election. Now, if you say that, then they want this new disinformation group, this new secret police, mind police. They want you and Twitterbird and all these people and the Facebook freaky deekies to, oh, they're going to come down on you. Then they're going to send the FBI or this one or that one or the other one. They want to destroy your First Amendment completely. Second Amendment, Third, Fourth, Fifth, Sixth, all the way up and down the line. These people in the U.S. government, there's a large number of them who want to come for you and persecute you. And then you'll be hated for Jesus' name's sake, you see, for his name. And all you disabled veterans, all you terrible ones, you're the real mean ones. My buddy and I always talk about this. The old Cold War warrior. And talk about it. He says, well, they got to get rid of the veterans and the VA so they can give all that money to the incoming new hordes coming from the southern border. And now they're going to do the monkeypox vaccination. Already started to happen in Canada. Monkeypox vax. And I'm going to say it one more time. I've been telling you about all of this stuff, as has Brother Steve Quayle. And God bless him for providing me the opportunity to take over his show, the 2 nights a week of his show. All right? Long ago. I've been on 18 years. And I tried to be obedient to what I was told to do on behalf of the Lord Jesus. And I thank everybody who has helped me to stay on here. And let me tell you what. Let me just say this. You want to keep old Hawk in the air. Anything is most needed. I'm just going to say it that way. And wanted. It could be Federal Reserve notes. A check. Silver dollar. Silver dime. A little bit of gold, whatever it might be. Send it to Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. Hawk, 3965 West 83rd Street, number 356, Prairie Village, Kansas, 66208. May Lord Jesus return it to you 10,000-fold. Ladies and gentlemen. And now they got the Summit of the Americas. And Mexico didn't come. Guatemala, Honduras didn't come. It's just amazing. But yet it looks like Biden is going to try to go through and do the North America. But it'll be like maybe North America and South America. All right? Just be a thing of the Americas. But you could have just North America, which is the North American Union, Mexico, United States, and Canada. And that is one of the dreams of the New World Order. But I'm going to tell you what. There are over, 200 million firearms in the United States. Over 200 million, I believe. Maybe it's 400 million. I forget exactly what it is. I think it could be 400 million guns owned by 200 million gun owners. Whatever it is, a lot of firepower. And I'm going to tell you, whoever comes down your lane, whoever comes down your block, and they're operating, whether it be NORTHCOM, the Red Chinese, UN troops, whoever it is, special new police or something that they put together at the federal level, and they're operating under domestic insurgency and the Declaration of Martial Law. The Army document, 12 October 2008, Georgie Bush, Georgie W. These actions convey to the people a sense of progress and concern by the government. Counterinsurgency operations must balance elimination of grievances and security force action that eliminates the insurgents. That's really what they want to do, is to eliminate those who speak up and who disagree. Those who are of the Constitution, those who are of the Bill of Rights, those who want America to go back to the way it's supposed to have been. And the security force to provide the populace the protection necessary for the restoration of government presence. Oh, we just love them when they're there. Basic services and control. I wish you had this document. It's probably hard to find, but I sent this by somebody years ago. And Greg Evans and I talked about it. Countering enemy propaganda and disinformation. Well, you know, old Admiral Poindexter and Ollie North, they had the Total Information Awareness Network. Remember that? Out of the Pentagram. And now they're talking about this to execute a PSYOP mission. The JFC, whatever the heck that is. The Joint Forces Commander may create a psychological operations task force, a joint populations task force, or a PSYOP support element. Mission requirements dictate the composition of the task force. All forces assigned an AO or function should determine which departments and agencies are assisting in that AO and coordinate action, so there is no duplication efforts. Such departments and councils and agencies include National Securities Council, Department of Defense, Department of State, Justice, Treasury, Homeland Security, Agriculture, Commerce. Your ag guy in the county is going to be spying on you. The Department of Commerce, Central Intelligence Agency, Department of Transportation. Oh, jig your booty. But the baby pack will be chasing you on his electric skateboard while he's trying to get the Vaseline jar open. The proper application of force is a critical component to any successful domestic counterinsurgency operation. They're coming for you. This is the Army's NORTHCOM's Bible on this stuff. They go into types of resistors, complainant, vocal, combative. When soldiers are committed, soldiers are advancing now. This is what they're going to say on the broadcast. They will not stop until the crowd is dispersed and order is restored. To avoid injuries, leave the area at once. Return to your homes as peaceful citizens. Soldiers have their orders. And they will not stop until the crowd is dispersed. Avoid injury. Leave the area. And then they also say, attention, attention. This area must be cleared at once. Further unlawful behavior will not be tolerated. Clear this area at once, or the necessary force to do so will be used. Unless they're burning down federal buildings and police forces, unless they're talking that they're on the Magnificent Mile in Chicago, or in New York City, and they're breaking into the big stores and taking everything, or unless they're going into Walgreens or CVS or whatever, and whatever town you live in, and just steal everything off the shelf, unless they're carjacking you, beating you up, if they're killing cops, destroying police cars, if the whole nine yards. But that doesn't make any difference. It's only if you do not believe in their New World Order, Luciferian, scumbag, degenerate destruction of America. You better wise up and get ready. You better wise up and get ready. There's power in the blood of Jesus. Power in the blood of Jesus. Let me tell you, I've got somebody in mind. And Lord Jesus, we go to this person right now. They've got heart problems, and they've got, I believe, possibility of some tumors. Lord Jesus, we go to them right now. Will you go into them and touch them so they know who you are, Lord Jesus? And will you provide them with medical miracles and restore them back to health? Will you go to my brother? Go to my brother in Nebraska. Will you go to him, and will you take care of the problem with the prostate, Lord? You've stopped it from spreading, and that is so wonderful. Lord, will you go there? Will you touch him right now? Will you touch him right now, Lord Jesus? Will you touch him and remove all of that stuff out of there and restore him back to health without a problem? In your name I pray, Lord Jesus. And there's so many out there, so many different ones. And it's just amazing how the Lord has answered the prayers we've done on here many times. And I think of all the wonderful people who were helped, or at least were given another year or something such as that, to then get their family in order and to bless their families with that last year. Oh, ladies and gentlemen, if you're with Jesus and he's with you and you know it, then I'm going to tell you what, it removes the fear. But you need to keep preparing. Logistics and supply. Logistics and supply. If you're not a fighter, if you can't be that, you can have a little extra food hidden in the garage or in the attic or the basement or somewhere in the walls where the sneaky peeps can't find it. And if somebody does come along who happens to be somebody fighting on behalf of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, on behalf of the Lord Jesus and our Father in heaven, against the evil that is coming, which could very well be an invasion by red Chinese troops, possibly coming through Ensenada or some other port city out of the containers, where you then got armor and stuff and people in Mexico as well, who can then come on into Mexico, put stuff on the trains that go right on up through Texas and up past by I-35. This thing can't happen. And Red China Joe, I say, has been paid through his son $1.45 billion, don't you know? And he's doing everything he possibly can to destroy this country. To destroy it. Destroy this Constitution, Bill of Rights. And the Republicans, they can only kind of talk halfway tough. If the Republicans knew what they wanted to do, they would go into every Hispanic neighborhood, every African-American neighborhood, or predominantly every Asian neighborhood, you want to say, if you want your children to grow up in a country where there's a decent price on gasoline, where they have a decent opportunity to work in a good job, or to start your own business, and to then go to church or worship in your religion as you wish it to be. As you wish it to be. And then not have them be turned into queers and LGBTQ 54739s in the kindergarten and on up. If that is what you want, then you better want all that stuff. You want high prices. You want high gas prices. You want slavery. You want your children to be 5, 4, 7, 3, 9s. You want to be ability where you got to get a vaccine every 3 days against this one, that one, the other one that's going to kill you. If that's what you want, then vote Democrat. If you want the reverse, if you want the ability to run a business, if you want an ability to be a good American and undertake all of the things that were available to you under the Declaration of Independence, under the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, then you better vote Republican. And then the Republicans had better mean it. My family years ago helped to form the Republican Party with Lincoln out of the Whigs. They knew him, yeah. They knew other people in those days, too. They fought in the wars and all the stuff. But I don't know them today. There's too much country club and not enough working in the, with the people in their businesses and stuff. Too much fancy drinking and eating the Wagyu beef, you know, in D.C. than there is doing something out in their districts. I just got redistricted. And we used to have a Republican representative, and now we have in the state, and now we have a Democrat representative because they gerrymandered it all around. But don't put your faith in politics because it ain't going to solve spiritual problems. You better repent of your sins, ask the Lord Jesus to come in your heart to be your Savior. Gold, silver, long-term storage food, canned goods. Because you see, you've got to have enough water to reconstitute freeze-dried or dehydrated food. That's another thing. You need water filtration system. I just like the Berkey with the black Berkey filters. I also have a Katadyn combi, which has got the silver filter and the carbon filter that's a portable. There's different ones you can use. You can also have all the other things that be redundant in water cleansing. You can have Mezzo Silver will help you keep it cleaner. You can use the MicroPure, the iodine like tablets, the halozone tablets, all the different stuff over the years. You can get the old kettle pot, you can boil it on up, filter it down through some coffee filters or a clean white t-shirt, you know, two or three times, and then get some of the big chunks out, put it in the pot, boil it, strain it through again, you know, and then drink it. Kill the germs. But you can also store it. And in your home, you should have stuff stored. You should also have portable containers that if you're going to go on the run, you go into the bug out or you have to leave and go down the street, you better have something that you can store water in. But you got to have the filtration system. Firearms and thousands of rounds of ammunition. Somebody comes down your block. Let's just take 30 or 40 or 50 of them in deuce and a half, you know? And they start opening up, and you and maybe your neighbor or somebody's a good guy, a couple of your family members, you open up. How long do you think that one little box of ammo is going to go, you know? How long do you think? Well, you're going to need a minimum of 1,000 rounds per caliber if you can get it. If you cannot get that and you can't afford a firearm, and if you could only get one, I would get a 12-gauge pump shotgun. But if you can get from Uncle Louie or Grandpa Joe or whoever it might be who's got 30 guns or 20 guns or whatever, if you can get a 22 long rifle or a 12-gauge pump or a revolver or whatever it might be, and try to get 1,000 rounds of ammo, at least so you could have a fighting chance. I'll tell you what, ladies and gentlemen, it's going to come down to it when you get the round to it, right? The T-U-I-T. Well, somebody handed me one of those one time. I said, uh-oh, I've got the round to it. So I'd better get with it right now and get around to it, because I've got around to it. I know I'm telling you the basics. I'm not talking exotic things. But I can tell you that from what I hear, that there's a strong possibility Red Chinese are going to come into container ships in the Ensenada Harbor. And that might be pretty quick. The Russian transports, fighter planes, and bombers are already in Nicaragua. They're also in other places. Venezuela. Remember Venezuela? Cuba. You don't think the Russians don't have missiles on those ships in Cuba? And then our Navy Gilray, Admiral Gilray, the Joint Chief, says the U.S. can no longer fight in two theaters of war. We can really do well in one. We can do a holding action in the second. But we can't fight fully in two theaters of war. Well, let's see, the United States is one theater of war, right? They're going to hit us now, all right? Europe would be another theater, like in the Ukraine. In Asia and South Korea. And God bless all those troops in South Korea, particularly those that were singled out to be given an experimental vaccine and held in their quarters and fed and couldn't get out and leave to go do their duty. May the Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. And I don't know what they gave you. To all my friends all around the country, I'm telling you, it's about time that the Lord will call on you to be the leaders in your area. From somewhere in those old Alleghenies, to northern Michigan, and all over the place, to Iowa, northern California, Tejas, Alabama. Ladies and gentlemen, don't go into their loose spirit and knife down a fight. Stand for the Lord Jesus. Stand for your Bill of Rights, your Constitution. Protect your home, your business, your family. Don't let them take it. Mighty men and women of valor, use your high technology. Strike blows against the enemies of the Lord Jesus. Do it tonight. Take them out. Zap them. Bend angle and keep a fool. Back by text. Okay. Gate. Also, best by test is caught by someone who needs it. And you're a black belt. They won it. Won probably 5-6. Road and track, little L. Study up hard. Learn all of the things to learn. And still, do your duty time. Good night, ladies and gentlemen. May Lord Jesus protect you against all evil. Provide you super abundance.